was going to go into Socha and Shohil, but I just do one last topic that applies to Socha and Shohil, but we'll think of it in terms of Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socha. But it'll apply, this also applies to Shohil. And so the case you saw in the email was there was a contractor working for you, someone doing some work. It happens very often. And they're not finished the job yet, and they say, we keep our tools here overnight. You keep an eye on them. And you agree. So you're a shomer. They ask you, will you watch them? And you agree to watch them. They're in your yard, so you have a kinyan, all the things you need to be a real shomer. So what you did was you left it in your yard. And it got stolen. And he says, why did you leave it in your yard? You should have brought it in the house. He said, you're watching it. It's not a good shemirah. So what's the halacha? Let's assume that it wasn't a good shemirah. The case I was thinking of, it started raining, and you left the drill outside, and it got ruined. It got rusty. But he said, please, I'll keep my drill here. And he said, fine. And I'll watch it for you. And it started raining, and he didn't bring it in the house. You know, the gate was locked. That wasn't the problem. Okay, we start with a Mishnah on Sadi David on the Dalit and Bamitsiya. Hashoel has a farah, Vishoel Balel Ima. If he borrowed someone's cow, right, the Mishnah talks about She'ela, but it applies to the Gemara says, we'll see, it applies to Shemachinim, to all the Shemim as well. If he borrowed someone's ach, someone's cow, Vishoel Balel Ima, and the owner also agreed to work for the Shoel, for the borrower. Or he hired the owner along with the cow.
He
borrowed the cow for sure.
And the owner
is either offering his services for free to the borrower, or he's being hired to work for the borrower. Okay? Or Shalab Habailim Oscharan, or it was the reverse order. He had asked the owner to please help him with some work, or he had hired the owner of the cow to do some work. And then he said, can I borrow your cow? And the cow died. So the din ha-shoel is chai for everything under normal circumstances. But in this case, he's pater because of a din called shmira b'bayim. The pasuk says, im ba'alav ima lo yishalem, if its owner is with the shoel, with the borrower, you don't have to pay, right? This pasuk is written by a shoel. That's why the Mishnah says halacha by the shoel. So there's a special gzeiras hakasuv that if the owner is working for the shomer, no matter what the shomer does, l'chora we'll see, but certainly if this onus happened to the shoel is pater.
But who's using the cow?
The shoel is using the cow. The owner is not using the cow.
He's there.
He's working. He's not even working with the cow. He's working, he's fixing the windows.
Is there right. A svara for this?
It's a gzeiras hakasuv. We'll see a svara at the end tonight. And the chinuch as far as there are different svaras given. But this discussion, he introduces this topic by saying the different svaras given, but the mice is, it's a gzeiras hakasuv. Right, we'll see the very end of this year that we will say a svara from the Erech Shai, who seems to make enough min al-halacha based on it. So, anyway, that's the case. Then the Mishnah continues, it only works if at the time he borrowed the item, the owner was already working for him. But at first, Reuven borrowed the cow. And then after he borrowed the cow, then he borrowed the owners or hired the owners. And the cow died. So then he's chayyur because a shoel is chayyur for onish. And then the baal of enimo, if the baal of is not with the shoel, then shalim. Yishalim, he has to pay. Okay, so that's a clear halacha that if someone borrows a cow, normally you'd be responsible for anything that happens to it. But in this case, since the owner was working for him, so he's patur from all liability.
This safer case here is this is even if the cow dies after he's
Right.
Services.
Right. The din of shmirah b'bayim only helps if at the time you borrowed it, the owner was working for you. Now, the Gemara says that he doesn't have to be working for you at the time the cow died either. Just at the time you borrowed it, the owner was working for you, even if he's finished. And then the cow died sometime later. Also in that case, it's there's this chiddush of shmirah b'bayim. Okay, so will that apply to our case? So there's one big difference between this case and our case, because in this case there was nothing he could do about it. But Pshia might be different. You're negligent, like we had the Rambam sheet that we don't pass him like it, most folks don't pass him like the Rambam sheet that we spoke about. There's no chiyuv mishmira for an eved, for a shtar, for karka, right, documents and real estate, there's no shmira. But we said if you're poshea, the Rambam holds, that's called like you're a mazik and you'll be chayiv anyway. We don't pass him that way, most folks don't pass him, but is pshia going to be different? So what we're going to talk about tonight is, does it apply to a pshia? In the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking, about what kol the bialim, definition of bialim. We'll have probably two different weeks to discuss the exact definition of what type of work the bialim the owners have to be doing for this kula to take effect. Okay, so discussing what you are a pater from in a case of shmiya v'bialim, the Gemara talks about pshia itmar pshia v'bialim. Suppose you are borrowed a cow, you're watching someone's cow, and you were pasheya, but the owner was working for you at the time that you borrowed it. So pligi bar Ravacha v'rin is machlotz between Ravacha and Ravi. Chad amar chayiv, one says you're chayiv, chad amar pata, one says you're pata. And the Gemara explains, man amar chayiv, the one who says he's chayiv, sarva holds, mikra nidris lefana, v'lolos neifana. If you look in Mishpatim, there's three parshas about Shomer. The first parsha talks about a Shomer chinon. The second parsha talks about a Shomer Sachar, and the third parasha talks about a Shoel. Right, there's three parashas of Shomrin in Chumash. There's no parasha about Sofer, that's why we're going to talk. There's a Machlokes, we spoke about a little bit. There's a Machlokes, what the din of a Sofer is. There's no halacha about a Sofer in the Chumash, no clear halacha. So there's three parashas. There's a parasha of Shomer Chinam, then Shomer Sofer, and then Shoel. Now this halacha, this p'tur, this various akasa, a shmir of the violin, applies to a shoel. It's in the third parsha. That's where it says, in Bailarim, if the owners are working for the shomer, so then you're potter. That's where it's stated, by the shoel. So the shoel is, does it apply to the two previous parshas also? So the one who says it does not apply to our shomer chinam holds, that the mikra nidash lefanav, you can expound that pasuk to say it applies to the parsha before it, which is the parsha of Shomer Sachar, but you can't say it applies to two parshas before it, to the Shomer Chinam. Helkuk there, from Baal Avimo, a Shomer Chinam lo ksiv. There's no chiddush of Shmir of Abaylin by a Shomer Chinam. Upshia nami b'Shomer Sachar b'Shomer lo ksiv, and it doesn't say anything about Pshia regarding the parsha of either the Shomer Sachar or the Shoel. So that's why he says you can't prove anywhere that Shmir of Abaylin will be potter even by a pshia. Let's just skip a little bit of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Mandam Repatu Ksavar, the one who holds that his potter holds by pshia, he holds Mikonidus Lafana Vilifneukana. When the Pasuk says there's a Kasuk, a Kula, that if the owner's working for you, you're potter if you're a Shamar, that applies not only to the parsha of She'ela, parsha number 3, but applies to parsha number 2 of Shomer Sachar and parsha number 1 of a Shomer Chinam. Now, what's the Shomer Chinam talking about? When it says Imbalavim, that's talking about a Shomer Chinam as well. Now, what do you need a Petur of a Shomer Chinam for? A Shomer Chinam is positive for everything anyway. The only thing a Shomer Chinam is Chayiv is for Pshia. So if the Pasuk is telling you there's a Chiddush, that if the owner is working for you, your potter, when your Shomer Chinam is telling you, even though you're negligent, you're going to be potter if you were a Shomer Chinam. My talks to Machlokes, Ravina, and Ravacha, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and Choshimish, but Reish Tadi Aleph, it's two places. He Paskins it in, well, I put the part for Shomer Chinam, that's what we're talking about still. But he says the same thing, Shin Menvav, Vaya Shoel, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Hamakir Eitzel Chaveiro. If someone gives his friend something to watch, whether it's a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar, whatever type of Shomer it is, oh, he's Shilom, he's Kiro, or he also lent it to him or rented to him. If the Shomer also borrowed the owners in Hadover Shalahim with their thing, oh, Scharam, or he hired them, the Shomer will be parted from anything. Shashamar, even if he was Pasheya, Vahavan Machum Samshiyanaka lost because of Shia. Hareza, Pater, he's Pater Shanem, Yival, Yimala Yishalim. So the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins that, like the Manda Amin who holds, Shinira of the Bailin is Pater even by Pshia. The Be'er HaGolah explains, based on the Tosfos, that's because we have a rule whenever there's a machlokis between Rav Acha and Ravina, we pass in like the Mekel. Who is the Mekel in this place? The Mekel is the one that shouldn't have to pay. I mean, when you're talking about Kosher Mishpat, it's hard to know who the Mekel is, but he says the Mekel is keep the status quo. So since it's a machlokis, we keep the status quo, and we'll say that the Shomer Chinam, the Shomer Sochar, the Shoel, the Sochar will not have to pay, even if they were negligent, if the owner was working for them at the time of the Shmira, when the Shmira first took place. Okay, so that's a clear halacha, that there is a little bit of a shayla in cases where it's not clear the Heter Shmira B'Vayilam applies, whether it will also apply to Shia, but Pashtus in most cases, most poskim hold that this is a good leniency here. It's a good kula to have in mind that if you're watching something for someone, have the person get you a glass of water, you know, that's all he has to do. Right? It says the Pharisee Shulchan Aruch, let him get a glass of water when he brings it over to you and he's working for you, he's doing you a favor, so now you're going to be protected from any type of responsibility. If you can get him to do it at the same time as before you borrow it.
Yes, I will allow you to leave the building.
So if they ask you, if they don't ask you to watch it, they're not a shomer. Like we said in the beginning, you're not a shomer unless you're mekabel yourself to watch it. But if he asks you to watch it, and that's a normal thing to do, you know, keep an eye on it. So l'chor d'alach would be, even if you were poshe, it started raining and you just said, I don't care, I'm too tired to bring it inside. I don't want to, I don't care. You're poshe, yeah. So you're going to be parking. This person is working for me. He was working for me at the time I accepted the Shmira. So even though I'm poshe, I'm going to be parking. And that really is, we're finished. I mean, that's really the halacha. I don't have anything more to say about that case. What we'll do for the rest of the evening is to talk about different cases, how far this goes. Right, how far it goes to say that there is a psur when you're fasheya. For example, suppose we're going to talk about four cases tonight. That's the first case. The second case is like this. Suppose you didn't just leave it out in the rain. What you did was you picked it up and smashed it on the ground and broke it.
Mazik
v'yodaya. So you're going to be putter then also?
No.
Of course not. All the Rishonim say, the Poskim say, that this petter is only if you're posheya, right? You left it out negligently. But if you take it in your hands and you smash it to the ground, you break it, so then you'll certainly be chayiv if you're mazik v'yodaya. Another exception to the rule is two more exceptions. The first exception is just a little bit of review of some of the halachas we've learned. We learned in the past, Shomer Shemasar L'Shomer is Chayiv. If someone has you watch something for him and you give it to another person that he doesn't usually trust with, so you're his things with, so then you're Chayiv. And that applies to the Shulchan Aruch Paskins even if it was a Shmir of Island. Well, we'll say in our case, the contractor left his drill by you. And you took the drill and gave it to someone else to watch, and that other person got it lost, so then you're going to be chayiv, even though it was a shmir of the violence.
That you don't normally leave it with that person. The contractor doesn't
normally leave it with
that
person. No, the contractor. If the contractor usually leaves it with another person, and you know it, so then you're allowed to give it to that other person. Right, that's the din b'shomer shemaser l'shomer. But if not, so then you're not allowed to. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin said the heter shomer shemaser l'shomer, that kula won't apply in a case where there's a the shmir b'vaylam won't apply by a shomer shemaser l'shomer. We also
learned okay,
so that's the separate sugya. That's the shomer shemaser l'shomer. In a case where you weren't supposed to, so the heter shmir b'vaylam won't apply. So the next place where I want to apply, we talked about Shlichus Yad. There's a halacha that we said that if you take that, he's asking you to watch it, say a Shomer Chino, Shomer Sacher, and you take it for your own use, So we said a dependent, if it's something that can get used up, so then even if you just intended to use it, you are now like the Torah says in Yochai when anything that happens. If it's something that doesn't get used up, like let's say a drill, so it's only if you actually use it, then you become a shoel shalomidas, so then you're chayiv. So the Nesiva says this heter of Shmir Uvayim will not apply if you used it. So in our case, if the owner of the house took the drill and used it, so now he became a shoel shalomidas, and he's like a goslin. So if anything happens to the drill from that point on, he's going to be chayiv. You can't use the heter Shmir Uvayim because he's no longer a shomer. He had no right to use it. He became like a goslin. And if it's a type of thing that gets used up, the more you use it, he left his nails, and you took the bag of nails. Right, we talked about the bag of cookies. You took his can of nails, and you started using the nails. So then you become a shlif shaleach yad in the pikadim, and you'll be chayav for anything that happens to it, even though it was shmir uvayim.
Those nails you.
No, so we spoke that one. Since you made a kinyan on all of them, so we were just chazing the whole year right here. So since you picked up the whole thing, there was one posting that said that's far, that since you could look at each nail as a separate shmira, the pashas is you're watching this can of nails and you pick them up to use some of them, so you're called a shleach yad in the whole thing. Right? From the Gemara's case, the Gemara talked about the wine, you took some wine, you picked up the barrel in order to take some of the wine out. So we said you were shleach yad in the whole barrel of wine.
Don't you specifically say I'm only being...
Even though you were only playing when you was taking
the
part of...
No, you specifically say it. That you want that amount of nails, that
one. Doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. You picked, if you made a kinyan on the whole thing, you picked up the whole... If you went reaching and just took out a few nails, so then you only hide on those nails. But if you picked up the whole thing... in order to take some of them, so then your shleif chad on the whole thing, and heter of shmira the bayim will not apply. And just to chazir one other halacha, we spoke about a few weeks ago that in cases where a shomer's sachar is potter for a various reason, like it was a case of karka or hektish or a shtar that he was watching, so the halacha is that you're potter for what happens. So we said, but the shomer's sachar doesn't get his pay anymore. He loses his wages. If something he was getting paid to watch the object, if it got lost and he's putter, so then he loses his pay. So it says the same thing will be in this case over here also. If there was shmir of the violin, right? The drill is. He said, "I'll give you $10 to watch my drill overnight," and it got stolen. So your pot, we got stolen the pshia, or we got stolen your shomer sachar. So even any theft you be chayiv on. So it got stolen. So now your pot becomes shmir of the violin, but you can't claim your $10 because you didn't do the job. Right? That's the so says the Dara Pashit. He has this, huh? You give it back because you didn't do the job. He has a shaila if it's a case of an umah, right? We learned that an umah, you hire someone to fix your car. You hire someone to do some work for you, so when he's fixing your car, he's fixing your object, so he has a din of shomer sachar because he's gaining from fixing your watch, your diamonds, your car, so he's a shomer sachar on that car. He has a halacha of a shomer sachar. If you were working with him at that time, which made a shemir of the bayulin, so there the ksos has a shayla. It could be that he could still get his wages because he got paid for the work he did. He did his job. The fact that he was a halacha dikashomer because he's getting benefit shouldn't preclude him from getting his wages. So that's one side of the says, then he says maybe he should be chayiv, and Siva says he is chayiv. So anyway, these are some loopholes in this kula. There is a cost of then when the owner is working for you, you are patur from any liability. It doesn't apply if you were wrong by giving it to another shomer. It does not apply if you were shaleach yad wrongly in the pikadon. And even when it does apply, if you're a shomer sachar, you lose your wages from it.
This applies to fuzzy situations where someone is high up, they had to fix something. And the Baal Bayit comes and he lends a hand.
Yeah, so that we're going to talk in the next 2 weeks. Whereas tonight we're going to talk about what you're part doing, and the next 2 weeks we're going to talk about what's the nature of the work.
Okay.
Right, and we're going to Mamash have interesting cases like that. What's the nature of the work? Okay, so we've seen so far two cases. We said if you left out in the rain, the drill in the rain, you were posheya, you're going to be potter. That's shmir revilin. If you took it and smashed it to the ground, you're an adam hamazik. And then we said a third case, if you, these exceptions, if you used it and then it got lost, or you gave it to someone else and he lost it, so then you're going to be chayav on the drill, even though the owner was working for you when you accepted upon yourself to watch it. Okay, so that's what we have so far. We have one last case, which is the one that's most subject to controversy. Suppose it started raining, and you picked it up to take it inside, and you were careless, and it dropped out of your hand, and it broke. Well, you didn't smash it to the ground, so you're trying to do good. You're trying. Is it a pshia? It's not pshia.
It couldn't be worse than a pshia.
It can't be worse than a pshia, but is it like Adam HaMazik? What would halacha be there? So the Rambam has an interesting halacha. The Rambam disagrees. Hagisha sheshavar kelim ve'eish she'asam la'choseha v'sav besa p'tura. A woman is washing the dishes, her husband's dishes, and she broke them while she was washing them. So the Rambam says she's patur. She doesn't have to pay her husband for all the dishes that she broke. The aims of Madin, Afia Alacha, she should really be chayiv. It's a takana that Chachamim made to say that a woman should not be chayiv for breaking her husband's property. Why is that? She may not tell Amrikin if you don't say such a halacha. Ain shalom b'sal chabai salam. Don't ever be shalom bais. Every time she breaks something, the people always complain. The husband will say, pay me. And what kind of shalom bais is that? And she'll have to go get a job to pay me. So what's she going to do? She doesn't want to have anything to pay, so she said, no, I'm not going to wash the dishes anymore, because if I break one, you're going to charge me. She's not going to do much work. And that's going to lead to friction. Right? That's halacha, and yes, it's from a Yerushalmi. What does that have to do with us? So the Ravid says, right, the Ravid says, Omer Avram, Lo min Hashem who said, that's not why the woman's potter, there's another reason why she's potter. Elin, nay, she's Shmira of the Bailam. This is Shmira of the Bailam. She is a Shomer, right? She's washing the dishes and watching them. But also, it's Shmira of the Bailam, Shehu's Sachar La B'chol Shah. Her husband is working for her at every moment. Any minute of the day, the husband's working for her. He's at her beck and call every second of the day. So according to the Ravid, that's shmir of a violin, because it doesn't have to be he's getting paid for it, right? We said even if he shol, he borrowed. So that's called shmir of a violin. So the Ravid says, what do you have to say is a takana, the shindi katata, she's patame ikaradin. When she's watching these kalim, this property of her husband, but her husband works for her. So that's called shmir of a violin. Look at the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah disagrees with the Ravid. Time of Ravid Eino. Could be that the woman, the wife, has to work for her husband at all times. He's only working for her when he's doing something for her. You know, if he's at work and paying to pay the mortgage for her because he's trying to give her a house. But if he's at home doing nothing, how can you say that Shmira the Bailam? So
if he breaks something of hers.
So he breaks something of hers, so then he'll always be putter according to the Rav Magid, because she's always working for him.
And everything she has is, well, not everything she has.
Right, I'm saying it was something that's hers, right? Right, so they make that chilut. So we have, according to the Rav Magid, we'll see another pshat in the Machlokas soon. According to the Rav Magid, we have a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. It's really like a technical halacha. Why doesn't the Rambam hold it's shmira of the violin, that the woman is partly because of shmira of the violin? That's because he holds it's not shmira of the violin. He holds the husband's not working for the wife at every second. It's only when she's working that's called shmira of the violin. But at the other times, it's not a shmira of the violin. Right? That's what the machlokes seems to be based on. So the Mishnah Melech Yesh Akasha, he says, I have a kasha on the Ravid, and I have a question on the way the Magen Mishnah defends the Rambam from the Ravid. He said, even though we have halacha that shmira b'bailim is pater, But how come the Ravid doesn't make a difference between Shiel the Vayim? That's if you're Kosheya. But if you're Mazik the Adayim, this Heter doesn't apply. So here the woman was holding the dishes in her hand and she broke them. And we have a halacha that all the Mu'ad La'olam says Shashili Chayiv. He will tell, he says it's a Pella. And he says, because he says even the Magen Mishnah is agreeing, the Magen Mishnah himself is not disagreeing with his premise. He's just saying that's not Shemir B'Vayim because you're not working. But the actual Hezek, the Hezek he's saying, is going to be Potter. So why should that be? It should be like Adam HaMazik. So he says, it could be that even though Adam Mu'ad Li'olam, that's only if you're a real Mazik. But over here, where you didn't have Kavanah, where the woman did not have, right, Miyadaku, Miskavan Lahazik, only if she had Kavanah. Alohisha Shavra, the woman who broke the dishes. Shalom, Miskavan Lahazik, she didn't have Kavanah. To be Mazik, didn't Poshea Donor, so we consider it a Poshea. Apa God, the Ona Mu'ad Li'olam, Bein Or, Bein Yashan, even though a person is a Mu'ad on all cases. There's a difference by Shmira Rebailam. He doesn't say so much wine. Hilchus Chiyus, he says, it could be that the Adam Ula Olam doesn't mean that you're really a Mazik if you didn't have Kavanah. It doesn't mean that you're chayav to pay, but you're not really a Mazik. It's hard to know what the Mishnah Melech holds. In fact, the Beis Meir disagrees with it. Now, the Mishnah Melech, what Maisa is always saying, that even though we know that the Heter of Shmir Rebbeim does not apply if you're Mazik V'Yadayim, that's only if you wanted to be Mazik V'Yadayim, if you picked up the drill and you smashed it to the ground because you wanted to break it. But if it dropped accidentally, even though we have a halacha that Adam Ula Olam, and normally you would think that the person would be chayiv, even though it was accidentally, but it's in relation to Shmira, it will still be called Shmira of the Bible.
But according to the Rambam, even if she was Mazik but Havana, she wanted the bread.
Right.
She might be Pata.
Right, because
so
of the Tatana.
Maybe he doesn't say that.
He says it happened. It could be the same thing. If it's an accidental thing, if it's on purpose.
No, but it was not accidental.
No, I'm not sure. I don't think so. And he's saying it's a takana because otherwise she's going to be nervous to do work if she's going to be chayav every time. But you know, she does it on purpose. You know, that's, you know, why should we protect her then? We're protecting her from an accident. If she's going to be chayav for accidents. So then, she'll never want to do anything. Right?
But the way it's worded,
maybe.
It might be Shalom Bayit involved in that too. Maybe there's a Shalom Bayit that maybe.
So, you know, that such a shayla shouldn't come up. Okay, so we're left right now, according to the Mishnah Melech, even though we don't understand it so well, the Mishnah Melech is saying the halacha. He seems to think that everyone will agree with this. It's just the Rambam and Ravid are arguing about the application. But they all agree that Shmir Rebailim works as a heter for a pshia, and also for not only you left it out in the rain, but that you dropped it unintentionally. Even though it will be Adam Mu'ad Li'olam, but for some reason by Shmir Rebailim, you'll be pater from such a hezek. The Beis Meir doesn't understand it. The Beis Meir in Avin Ezer, where this halacha, the Rambam, is brought in Shulchan Aruch, he says that why should there be such a difference? If Adam is Mu'ad Li'olam, and we're saying Shmir Revilim makes you not a Shomer anymore, so even though you're Pater from a Pshia, negligence, that's because you weren't Mazikit. But if you're not a Shomer anymore, why should you be different than any other person who damaged someone's property? If you picked up something by accident and dropped it, you're going to be fired in such a case. Adam Mu'ad Li'olam, so why should a Shomer be different? So he says, even though the Ravid does seem to hold that way, and maybe he would say, Kimli, in such a case, he could say, I hold like the Ravid, but he says the Rambam disagrees with the Ravid, not because of a technical, is it cost me of a violin, he says he disagrees with the Ravid, that because you're not going to have any kulo shmir of a violin since she broke it with her hands. It's an Adam HaMazik. Right, that's the Machlokes. According to the Beis Meir, the Machlokes around the Ravid is a Yesodistic Machlokes of whether the Heter or Shmir Revilim applies by a Shogeg, by an Adam, someone who damaged something accidentally. The Rambam holds, even though there's a Heter, Shmir Revilim, Shia, that's if you didn't touch it, you left it outside and it rained on it. But if you were handling it and you dropped it through a Shogeg, so then you're going to be Chayiv. That's what the Rambam holds. That's why he said the only reason the woman is Pater is because of the Takanah, that shouldn't be Katatah, should be Shalom Bayis. The Ravid, though, holds that the heter of shmir revayim applies even by a adam hamazik, and he says, I don't understand why, so he holds that the Igar Halacha should be like the Rambam. The Machne Ephraim tries to defend the Mishnah by saying, I'm not sure how far he goes. He seems to say that Adam HaMazik only applies where the person actually went and damaged it with his body. He fell on it, he took it and smashed it. But if it just fell from his hand accidentally, that's not called Adam HaMazik. That's the way he wants to get out of it somehow. But the Erech Shai says something that I think is a little clearer, a little easier to understand. The Erech Shai wants to defend the Ravid by saying, what's his svara? This is why I said we in the beginning. What's his svara that there should be a heter called shmir of the violent? So he says the Sipornos says similar. He says that why should it be pater? He says because if I give you something, I lend you something, or even if I give it to you to watch, and I'm working with you, so that means I like you. That means I want to help you. We have some common understanding here. So he says the assumption is that when I'm working with you, when you're watching my object, so I'm willing to be mochel you for anything that happens to it. I'm willing to be mochel, even a pshia. I'm willing to be mochel anything. That's the story he says. We'll read it. Machmas kirva das stamalokafit. Since they have said such an understanding, he's probably not machmin. Mochel am yerul abar hezek apim pshia. He's mocheling if some damage happens, even if it was through negligence. Kiman Shandola also has the Bigamesa, since he didn't do it on purpose. So if we have some type of understanding, so then even though we say Adamu with the Olam, that's if I don't know you. You come into my property and you break something, and we don't have any understanding, we don't have any relationship, and you break it. So anything you do to my property, whether it was Shogig or Mazid, accidentally on purpose, you're Chayyah. But over here, where we have a relationship, you're watching something for me and I'm working for you, so there the understanding is that I'm willing to waive my normal rights that I would have over you. So if it's a pshias for sure you're a pater, that's because the shmir of a vayim, it's a gezeris apasuv. And even if it was a hezek biyadayim, but it was bishogeg, so I'm willing to waive that those rights. So that's the way he understands the rivet. So just to conclude to chaz of what we've done, we've introduced this heter of shmir of the violin. So in our case with the tool, if you left it outside in the rain, which was a clear negligence, most poskim will say that you're pater because he's working for you at the time you started watching it, and you're pater even if it was pshia. If you took it and smashed it to the ground, you're going to be chai because you're an adam hamazik. If you had given it to another shomer when you shouldn't have, or you were a shaleach yad, you used it wrongly, so then this heter doesn't apply. If you dropped it when you were bringing it inside, so then it's going to depend on how the Beis Meir and how the Erech Shai understand the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Beis Meir, they all agree. According to the Beis Meir, Beis Meir holds that the Ravid holds that there's a certain chiddush saying that even though Adam or Leolam, but if it's a shogeg, you're pater by a sham shmir v'vayilam. And that's what the Ravid holds. The Rambam disagrees. He says no such chiddush, doesn't make sense, and the person's going to be chayiv no matter what if it's Adam HaMazik. That's why the Rambam had to say it's mishum takana. According to the Erech Shai, he says the Ravid could make a lot of sense, and it could be the Rambam even agrees with the Ravid svara, because once it's shmir v'vayilam, there's this kiruv das, and we won't say Adam Mu'ud La'olam even by a shogeg. And the Rambam just disagrees because he holds that's not shmir v'vayilam by a husband and a wife, like his svara. So Hamaisa is, even the Beis Meir says you could say kimli like the Ravid, that I should be pater by an Adam Mazik even if it's a shogeg. The Erech Shai holds the Ravid, he seems to even possibly like the Ravid, so it seemed that you would have a pretty good case in not having to pay in such a case. So in the next couple of weeks we'll define more clearly what type of work actually has to be done for this kula to take effect.